Hello, my workday playdate peeps. It's Erin here, your improv BFF, radical empathy evangelist, and your Monday morning motivator sliding into your ears with a bite-sized career snack to start your week right. Why did I do this voice? I'm not sure. It just felt like late night radio. Anyway, listen. If you're walking the dog, you're driving into a job you're questioning, or you're hiding in the office bathroom right now pretending to respond to emails, trust me, been there, this snack is for you. So welcome to July's theme here on Workday Playdate, Career 101, How to Own Your Career. Because let's face it, no one teaches us how to do this stuff, but we're going to fix that right now. So let's talk about the lie. The one that sounds like, if I just find the right job, everything will click. Or the one that sounds like, one day I'll wake up and just know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know why that voice came out today either. We're just having fun. We're playing here on Playdate, okay? But let me tell you something. The perfect job that you've been holding out for, it doesn't exist. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not coming. But that doesn't mean you'd settle. It means that you stop waiting for someone to hand you the map and you, my friend, start building the road. Here's the truth. 52% of workers are considering a job change this year. 52% and 70% of people say that they feel disengaged at work. Why? Because they're waiting. They're waiting for meaning. They're waiting for validation. They're waiting for somebody to say, hey, yeah, this is your thing. You got it. But my peep, you're the thing. You're the plan. You're the permission slip. So you know I love to give you on these snacks an outside of the box improv hack. And this is one I have not given you yet. And it's gold. It's called tag yourself in. So in an improv scene where we're all on stage and something gets weird or stale in the scene, another player will jump in. They'll tap somebody out who's on stage. And then that new player will steer the story in a new direction. Why do they do that? Because let me say this, forward is better than frozen. So this week, my peep, you are tagging yourself in, and here's how. Step one, you're going to pinpoint one area in your career that feels stuck. Maybe it's that project that's been on hold for weeks or that role that you've been dying to apply for but haven't. Step two, you're going to ask, if I were directing this scene, I wasn't the actor, but I was the director, what would happen next? And step three, this is the most important part. You're going to do that thing. Pitch it, apply, schedule a coffee chat, rewrite your LinkedIn bio, whatever it is, don't wait for somebody else to greenlight your career. This hack works, y'all, because you stop being a background character in your own work story. You jump in, you shake it up, and you realize that this whole time that you were the main character. So my peeps, if you are loving this show, then buckle up because on Wednesday, we are diving deep with incredible guest, Amanda Hirsch, in episode 297 called The Perfect Job Doesn't Exist, How to Stop Waiting and Start Choosing Your Path. Amanda is a writer, performer, entrepreneur, and self-described office misfit who found her purpose by embracing improv and radical honesty. I love talking to improvisers on this show. We talk about why we've been lied to, about our career paths, how to navigate uncertainty with creativity, and what to do when the people around you refuse to grow with you. This is a truth bomb episode that will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and make you possibly rewrite your resume. So, let's just say this. This episode, drumroll please, is sponsored by Improvit's Workshop Career 101. If you are ready to turn your new hires or interns into confident, career-ready rock stars, welcome to Career 101, the workshop that's part improv show, part professional, glow up. Now, in this high-energy, highly interactive session, available in person for up to 100 people or virtually for up to 50 on Zoom, our expert improv facilitators will teach the ultimate workplace equation, Positivity plus perseverance equals possibilities. Now, your team in this workshop will learn how to stay motivated even when no one's watching, make the most of every opportunity, build connections that actually move their career forward. It's perfect for interns, for new grads, or anyone starting out. This is career prep. I wanted to say pep, and let's just say they're interchangeable. But this is career prep with a twist. So ditch the boring onboarding and let's improve it. You can learn more at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. So it's my favorite part of the show. These little snacks give me life. It's time to get our affirmations on. So I want you to breathe this in together and say it with me. I don't need to wait. I choose. I don't need to wait. I choose. Affirmation number two. I am allowed to outgrow the path I once wanted. Oh, that one's good. I am allowed to outgrow the path I once wanted. And number three. My next move is mine and I trust myself to take it. My next move is mine and I trust myself to take it. I love these affirmations this week. Let's give you some journal prompts to get you started. Time to put that pen to paper because this week I want you to reflect on these three questions. Number one, what part of my career feels stale and what am I waiting for? What part of my career feels stale and what am I waiting for? Number two, if I tagged myself in, what bold move would I make today? If I tagged myself in, what bold move would I make today? And number three, what do I need to hear from others that I can start telling myself? What do I need to hear from others that I can start telling myself? Bonus points to you if you set a 10-minute timer and you just write without editing. Get messy, go deep. I want you to feel these questions and really allow yourself to free write and see what comes up for you. So my friends, that is your snack. You've got your mantra, you've got your improv move, and you've got your next step. So get out there and tag yourself in. Don't wait for the applause. Don't wait for the job fairy. You have got everything you need right now to own what's next. And don't forget to come back here on Wednesday for the full convo with Amanda Hirsch. It's full of fire and funny, and it might just unlock your next chapter. Until then, keep playing, keep choosing, and always let's improve it. And remember that every day, every single workday is a playdate waiting to happen. I'll see you on Wednesday.